Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Yes, welcome back. We're in the last 16 minutes of the show. My guest in this section of the programme is Bart Sibrel, who runs a website called moonmovie.com and has been telling us this evening why he believes 100% the moon landings never took place. It was all a fake and a hoax, he says. Now, we were talking just before the break about why they would have all these problems with Apollo 13, and I had to interrupt you because of the break, so please finish.
Basically, after they went to the moon the second time, Apollo 12, people were complaining that reruns of I Love Lucy were being interrupted, and so they made a contrived catastrophe in order to add drama and intrigue to the program. Here in America, I suppose in Britain too, 13's an unlucky number, right? So they had Apollo 13, and on April 13th at 13:13 military time, have this alleged accident. The fact is, no human being has left Earth orbit ever that we're aware of, unless the Soviets tried it and they died and didn't report it. So we know that Apollo 13 was simply contrived to get people to focus back on the intrigue of going to the moon.
Okay. Now, number 6 on your top 10 reasons on the website says, Neil Armstrong, the first man to supposedly walk on the moon, recently granted an interview with 60 Minutes. Ed Bradley said, you sometimes seem uncomfortable with your celebrity, that you'd rather not have all this attention. Armstrong replied, no, I just don't deserve it. Collins refuses to be interviewed. Aldrin, who granted an interview, threatened to sue us if we showed it to anyone. Now, tell us about that.
Since a funny thing happened on the way to the moon, a second documentary called Astronauts Gone Wild. And if you go to moonmovie.com, you can see a great 2-minute clip of the highlights of the film. Basically, I thought since the production of the first film, wouldn't it be a good idea to simply have the gentleman take an oath on whether they walked on the moon or not. So we were able to track down all three from the first mission to the moon. We tracked down Neil Armstrong in New York City and put a Bible in front of him with the camera crew, naturally, and said, hey, why don't you just take 5 seconds? You know, there's some controversy whether the moon landings were authentic or not. Put your hand on the Bible, raise your right hand, and swear to God you walked on the moon. He wouldn't do it. We offered him $5,000 cash to go to Hawaii on us or to give to his favorite charity, and he wouldn't do it. He started shaking like a leaf. Buzz Aldrin also would not swear in the Bible that he walked on the moon, and neither would Michael Collins. You wonder, you know, if I walked on the moon, anyone who said otherwise, I would think that was hysterical. I would say, sure, I'll swear in the Bible. In fact, Buzz Aldrin got so upset, you know, he punched me in front of 2 camera crews that made national news. And you gotta wonder, I mean, if the guy can't control his body here on Earth, how is he going to survive in the formidable environment of the moon?
I suppose you have to argue the other point that maybe he was just so insulted that you even dared ask the question, which is why he did it.
Well, the fact is he was behaving defensively. And what does he have to defend? That's the way most people look at it psychologically. It was as if I walked up to him in front of his wife and his fans and said, oh, how's your mistress doing? You know, he had his entourage and the whole world thinks he's a national hero. And when I get there and publicly proclaim that he is a fraud, that's what upsets him. If he really walked on the moon, why would he care whether I said he was a fraud or not?
Okay. Another email come in for you. It says, does he think it could be a deliberate government disinformation campaign that has begun to hide their own UFO program by making men think that we haven't been to the moon so that we won't believe in aliens? Or are they using, in fact, alien technology?
No, the fact is they did not go to the moon. And anything that, whether it's UFOs or alien bases, all of that is simply a smokescreen to get intellectuals to think, well, they really went to the moon, but they're hiding something else. They're hiding aliens. They're hiding whatever. The fact is that still detracts from the reality that the moon landings were fraudulent. So the government likes people to go off on those tangents. It's very simple. They did not have the technology to do it then, and therefore they falsified it.
Okay, let's have a look at number 8 on your list of top 10 reasons on the site. It says, enlarged photographs underneath the lunar lander's 10,000-pound thrust engine show the soil completely undisturbed. During ground tests, there was grave concern for the vehicle falling into the hole that the engine created as it descended, an oversight that they would have to keep consistent for all subsequent moon missions. They attributed it to the effect of having no atmosphere.
Yeah, that was a mistake. In fact, in the second moon mission, they conveniently placed the lunar module kind of behind a slight ridge, so you never saw underneath the engine as they tried to figure out ways to explain that. They took this 10,000-pound thrust engine vehicle and placed it there on the soil in a television studio. They probably lowered it from a crane so there wouldn't be any footprints or tracks around it. And then they forgot to fire the rocket. I mean, a leaf blower has about a pound or two of pressure, and it can push boulders. Why would there not be a huge crater from this alleged dust that is powdery underneath the lunar module? Why wouldn't any of it be kicked up and land on the landing pads? We did an enlargement, and the soil and the granular structure of it directly underneath the engine and, completely beside the lunar module are identical. The engine was never fired.
Well, why do you think they would go to all this trouble and cover up for so many years to fake a moon landing?
Well, pride originally, the United States government made the boast in front of the world that we will go to the moon before the end of the decade. They allegedly went within 5% of the deadline, and otherwise they would have to admit to the world that we set out to do something, and we could not do it, and that we basically squandered what today would be $135 billion. The fact is, the government and the people who helped them get there were making tons of money off of going to the moon. And that's why they went six times, because they were just raking in the dough. It had to do with greed. It had to do with pride. It also, when you really think about it, it was simply juvenile thinking. FDR said there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And they were just so afraid that the Soviets would beat us there first. I mean, whoever went to the moon first won the Cold War. And like a great poker player, we had two twos, they had three threes, we bluffed.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, we're going to take one final break. We'll be back with my guest, Bart Sibrel, talking about the alleged hoax and that we never went to the moon right after this.
Now that's weird. Do you see ghosts? Do you hear voices? Come find out. Join our professional team in a most haunted-style paranormal investigation. Enjoy the excitement of the unknown and take part in vigils, seances, and divine exercises. Expect the unexpected. Experience the unexperienced. It's an encounter that will not be forgotten. Visit our website at www.hauntingbreaks.co.uk or phone our friendly team on 01-686-420-301. Beware. Now that's weird.
Get ready to be spooked. It's Ross Hemsworth talking paranormal on Now That's Weird.
A new and exciting spiritual, environmental, and holistic living festival takes place this March. Come and see who you were in a previous life. Visit the Green Motor Show, or even walk with real live wolves. Around 300 exhibitors, including NetTalk UK Radio, who will be running interviews throughout the show. With over 100 talks and workshops, plus concerts and live entertainment, there should be something for everyone to enjoy. For a brochure and entry tickets for this unique and amazing experience, visit www.spiritualtides.com. That's www.spiritualtides.com. The Spiritual Tides Whole Life Festival. It's an event not to miss in 2006.
Now that's weird.
Hi, this is Ross Hemsworth. Now That's Weird is one of the fastest growing paranormal programs on the airwaves. And you can advertise on this show right now. Just send an email to info@phantomorfraud.com. That's info@phantomorfraud.com. And we'll discuss ways to promote your business live on the show. We're syndicated worldwide, so it's not just in the UK, it's all over the world. Get your message across now. info@phantomorfraud.com.
Interactive. Email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk or text 85010. Type the word studio and then your message.
Zoink, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
Now that's weird.
Okay, we're in the last few minutes of the show. My guest in this final hour is Bart Sibrel, and you can see his website at moonmovie.com, and there's some very interesting stuff on there. It certainly made me rethink, and I got a copy of the DVD, and believe it or not, once you've seen that DVD, I think it'll change your mind. Now, Bart, you were saying about a new movie you've done on the back of this. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you would.
Well, we have Astronauts Gone Wild, where I confront 9 of the Apollo astronauts and ask them on camera whether or not they went to the moon. A lot of them do not give interviews. 2 of the 3 of the first mission do not. And about 2/3 of the remainder do not also. But where we were able to get interviews, we set down a camera crew and the astronaut. And for about the first half an hour, I pretended like I thought they went to the moon. And then for the second half an hour, I confronted them on some of the details we had been talking about. One thing, during the landing, I noticed that as they were allegedly descending to the moon, it was completely silent. That's because they were actually in a free fall in Earth orbit. They were simply orbiting around the Earth, and the engines weren't being fired. And they were doing the audio live, and that's why we never heard any engine noise. And I asked one astronaut about it, was the engine loud as you were descending? He said, no, it's completely quiet because of the vacuum of space, which is their kind of catch-all excuse when things don't make sense. However, another astronaut, he said, oh, yeah, when we were descending, the engine was very loud. Okay. I'm thinking, well, it's either one or the other.
Yeah, I was going to say, it can't be both, can it?
Alan Bean, I asked him about the radiation belts and did he experience any strange effects going through them, and he said, oh, we didn't go through the belts, which is true, but I think he accidentally told the truth on that one. So there's very interesting things. Of course, one astronaut punches me, one astronaut kicks me in the butt, another one threatens to hit me, one threatens to shoot me. All of this is in an appropriately named Astronauts Gone Wild. Then we found their original press conference, which you can see a clip of at moonmovie.com, of them allegedly returning from the moon 2 weeks later, giving their one and only press conference. And I tell you, the expressions on their faces are like they're at a funeral for an hour and a half. The scorn and disdain on their faces is exactly contrary to what you would believe if they really returned from the moon, and it's exactly appropriate if they had to swallow this bitter pill about lying about this alleged great historic event. And then we finally released the Apollo 1 accident report, a 3,500-page scanned document on data DVD, which has to do with the original crew that would have been the first crew to go to the moon, was killed in what we believe was not an accident, in order to silence the commander of that crew, who was very likely not going to cooperate with pretending to go to the moon.
That's an incredible story. We're going to have you back on to tell us some more about this, because it is intriguing. Bart, thank you very much for joining us this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we'll get you on the show again very, very soon, I'm sure.
Well, it's great to be here, Ross. Take care.
And you too. Have a good one. Take care now. Bye-bye. That's Bart Sibrel. Bart, of course, moonmovie.com is the website. And, well, what can you say? It's one of those things you've just got to watch, isn't it? You've got to see it for yourself. Watch the DVD. Make your own minds up. And decide whether you think we went to the moon. I think it's pretty compelling. I've watched the DVD myself. And I'm convinced. Well, I should say I'm not convinced we went to the moon at all. So, up to you. What do you think? Make your mind up time. Thanks to Penny, my producer this evening. You've been listening to Now That's Weird. And we're back next week, live from the Spiritual Tides Festival in Kent.
You saw Blair Witch. You watched Most Haunted. Now live the experience with Haunting Breaks.
It's another world.
Do you see ghosts?
You see ghosts?
Imagine the excitement of the unknown.
The unknown.
Imagine searching for ghosts with a team of professional investigators and psychics. Join us in a paranormal investigation in some of the most haunted locations in the UK and abroad. We provide accommodation and everything else that's essential for the ultimate haunted break. You turn up and tune in
to your inner self.
Expect the unexpected.
Contact our friendly team on 01686-420301 or email info@hauntingbreaks.co.uk.
Or visit our website at www.hauntingbreaks.co.uk.
You won't be disappointed.
A new and exciting spiritual, environmental, and holistic living festival takes place this March. Come and see who you were in a previous life. Visit the Green Motor Show or even walk with real live wolves. Around 300 exhibitors, including NetTalk UK Radio, who will be running interviews throughout the show. With over 100 talks and workshops, plus concerts and live entertainment, there should be something for everyone to enjoy. For a brochure and entry tickets for this unique and amazing experience, visit www.spiritualtides.com. That's www.spiritualtides.com. The Spiritual Tides Whole Life Festival. It's an event not to miss in 2006.
Zoink, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.